You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Pass the Aux with your hosts, Edward Ruger, also known as DJ Cringe, smash, 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 and Goody Goods. Unfortunately, Alec, also known as the Flandy Man Can, or Alec, or Jazzaro.
Jazzaro, yeah.
Captain Jazzaro, he cannot make it today, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's picking up his car. But if you would like to give us a call, check us out online, you can go to the website, wjrh.org, or call us in on the phone at 610-330-5316.
Yeah, so I just realized I took your part on that one. But
you
like,
did, but that's okay, because we're a team, and teams work together, even though you took my part.
I'm resisting every urge to burp into the mic right now.
Good to know.
Like, I'm just like, it's not that I want to burp into the mic, it's just I have to burp, so I'm like holding it in.
Good. Oh, I heard that one.
No, that was like a swallow. I was like...
You took one for the team.
Okay. Now, I don't know what to do. Without Alec, honestly, everything is so sad.
He's the glue that holds us together.
Honestly?
Alec, if you're listening right now, we need you. We miss you.
It'd be so cool if he was listening in from his car.
That would be awesome.
Do you think he could do that?
We do broadcast on 104.9 FM.
I mean, like, do you think...
Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
On WJRH?
On WJRH.
Do you think that he could call us, though?
I'm sure he could.
He knows our phone number by heart, actually. He does. It's really impressive. Everyone who's listening, we were getting food, and we were joking around. Wow, big shocker there, a bunch of college guys joking around. We're joking around, and we're in line for food, and I just go, like, out of nowhere, I'm just, Alec, what's our phone number? And then he goes, 610-330-5316, and I was like...
We were all just, like...
Blown away. Honestly, it was pretty crazy. So we've got an interesting show for you today, because we tried to have a theme... And then I guess it just everything. Then we thought we had a theme working. And then it started to kind of get further and further from the theme. And then the song that we built our entire theme around apparently didn't cue when I queued it up. So it's an interesting playlist for the day.
See, long story short, we came in unprepared.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So, we're going to set you guys up with a quality song.
It is quality.
It's a quality song.
It represents where I come from.
It also encapsulates the just sheer anger toward our... Not anger, I guess. That's the very strong... We had this crazy freak out. Like, we were just screaming.
Yeah, this was...
Moments ago.
This was the freak out to end all freak outs.
Yeah, we just sat. Screaming and looking at each other, trying to find songs. And then, as I was trying to enter everything in online so it would properly record, I turn and I find out that Dan wasn't looking up songs. He was Snapchatting our freak out. Because it was pretty funny, though.
Of all moments to record,
it was that one.
That was one of them.
Yeah, no, it was great. Okay. So, I'd do a transition, but... I feel kind of nauseous, almost like I'm on a ship. Got him.
I'm shipping up to Boston.
I'm shipping up to Boston. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't see that one coming, did you guys? Nope.
We'll be right back.
That would have been so much. Dan, you want to explain what just happened?
So while we were waiting for the song
we totally weren't just dancing around.
Oh no, not at all.
Station.
No, Ed was about to air drum it out and just totally on the beat in line with the song just let out a monster sneeze and just
full body
took
too.
Him by surprise. Took me by surprise.
I didn't feel it coming. It just happened.
That was also one of the moments to just record and never let go.
Yeah, I agree. Hold up, I got the right one. Yes. So,
ooh.
You know what else? Shut the front door.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So you know,
my business won't survive a disaster.
Well, what I was gonna say is, you know what else happens by surprise a lot?
Disasters.
Now, I've got a total, not non-sequitur, sequitur, I guess, right? That's a thing, right? That's not a thing.
That's, no.
Would your business survive a disaster?
Would it?
Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you deliver an emergency plan to keep your business up and running, should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Oh my, Alec was so right.
They spell it out phonetically.
It really throws you off. I knew what to expect too. This is brought to you by the federal...
I was waiting for it.
This is brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. And no, I was not going to burp into the mic.
You were that close.
I was taking a breath so I could do my thing. Where I do the, brought to you by the following agency.
It looked like you were that close.
No.
And I was this close to jumping out of my seat and just...
turning
both
off.
Both mics off, play the song, no transition.
No transition. Well, Dan, you know what? That would be pretty hard... on the audience.
It's like that button that you just can't get when you're trying to put your shirt on for the day.
You know, that's always the worst. You know, it's that, it's almost like that top button.
Yeah.
I dare say it's like it's the hardest button to button.
Yeah. I hate you, Ed.
Yeah, so do I. I can't transition on that. Dan, say something else witty before the song starts.
Buttons.
We'll be right back.
That button was indeed the hardest of them. Buttons. Got them.
Yeah.
Yep, that just happened.
That did just happen.
Yep.
Sweet transition.
Sweet just transition.
Yep.
We could play that one song I played for you while we shaved.
That.
No, not that. Okay, that sounds so weird out of context.
Well, A, no, and B, no.
No, the not the yelling one. The da 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 da.
And yeah, you played three songs. Only two of the one of them.
Can it's be on nine me. In the afternoon.
Yeah, got it. You can stop singing.
Okay, you don't want me to sing on the radio. What? Oh, try When I Come Around. Can you try looking that one up?
We'll look it up.
All right. So yeah, I guess music is still a thing.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
This is your first chance for a second chance.
Really?
For free info.
I really need a second chance right now. On the real.
For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future.
So when Dan and I got food yesterday, while I was stuffing my face with ice cream, we talked about how it's kind of crazy the way like middle schoolers are getting recruited for sports and stuff.
Which it is.
And, I mean, it existed where I live when I was little, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Right.
And so my little brother, both my brothers are extremely talented at everything. And and so my brother, the high school football coach wants my sixth grade brother to start playing football so he could play for the high school.
Yeah.
And so I was, so as I said to Dan, see, the world's changing. Because when I was 12, my coaches weren't trying to get me to do anything except maybe quit.
Except quit.
and honestly, I was so proud of that.
Best quote.
Honestly?
Best Ed Ruger quote.
Yeah. So whenever you're sad, just think of that. Words of wisdom.
Whenever I'm down, I think of Ed. That's it.
Nothing else. Yeah. So that's Hey, you know what another word for a gun is?
Hey, transitions.
Transition. You know what another word for a gun is?
What?
A six shooter.
Sick.
Move. Boom.
Six shooter.
Boom chakalaka.
Chakalaka, laka, 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 laka. Laka.
Laka.
Latka.
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 Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, guys. Happy Hanukkah. I put the latka.
And I love you a latka.
That was so much better. I was just going to say I put the latka in Hanukkah. In Hana Latka.
You know what we should play? Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Is that, like, clean?
We'll check.
It totally goes with our rock theme, yeah. Too. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's we the angstiest song on the playlist.
We have so many more minutes left.
We do. That's
so,
a lot of minutes.
Since our dynamic's thrown off, I'm down with pretty much playing more songs than we do talk.
Yeah. Who wants to listen to us anyways?
Yeah, exactly. I hope you guys are cool with it.
They get enough of us outside the show.
Yeah. 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 No, I hope you guys are cool with that. I know you look forward every week. Like, you get through the week because you're thinking that you get to hear us at some point. And I respect that. And I really appreciate... Actually, I don't respect that. That should not be the highlight of your day. Maybe your day, but not your week. We're not that great. I'm a
self-confidence.
DJ Cringe is a hyper-local celebrity, okay? Hyper, hyper, hyper-local. But what I will say is it's time for one... We're gonna give you a bunch of music, pretty much not in a row, but we'll give you a lot of music today.
Yeah.
I think Dan has a totally impromptu conversation to start with.
Yeah. Hey Ed.
Yeah.
Do you like the developing world?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Good talk.
Good talk. I love the developing world. Hey Dan.
Hey Ed.
Do you love the developing world? As much as me?
Yeah, because you don't love it too much.
I love it so much more than you. Don't even compare yourself. Guys, I want you all to know that every day in the developing world, children are dying from preventable and treatable illnesses. Save the children. Train local. That's not words. Save the children trains local health workers. I liked mine better. Save the children trains local health workers to provide life-saving care. Visit goodgoes.org to learn how you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. Save the Children is actually a really great... It was a really great charity.
Yeah. It's not like one that we know right now.
Yeah. We can't comment on that on the radio.
Nope.
But
that's okay.
There's actually two charities that we know of that are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're running rampant.
Ooh, all over the place.
Ooh.
All over the place. Bunch of American lions. Not to be compared with Andrew Jackson, who called himself the American Lion.
Mm. Well, Ed, you know, I think in the end, we'll come around to these charities.
Yeah. And when I come around, Green Day will be playing. Got him. Yeah. Transitions. That was a pretty fast transition, but I did just come all the way from the other side of the desk.
Yeah, that was a long haul.
Yeah.
It was like the Iditarod.
Yeah.
Excuse us for 1 second.
No, 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 no. We're just going to play the next song.
I thought you were pausing. Yeah, next song. Yeah. He fought the law.
And the law won. Got him. So don't fight the law, because the law won.
Mm. Yes, it did.
True story. According to, well, I mean, it's music, so it's probably not all that true. It's probably written by some guy who lives in a basement. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Not a basement. Maybe an attic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ed, your haircut's looking pretty fly.
Thank you. You know what's great about it?
What's great about it?
All the small things.
That's true.
I'm just not.
Just songs.
Sorry, audience. I had to do that to Dan because he did not expect it. So, boom. Always expect the unexpected.
Or never expect it.
Dude, we only have one more song queued up. We're just falling apart.
We're falling apart. Here, let's give a few rousing ads.
Just talk for 35 minutes.
Ed, do you cook?
No. I made... Wait, hold up. Everyone needs to know of this. I made Easy Mac. Okay, so I am incapable of cooking. It's probably the right answer. I don't know. I just didn't really ever want food that... Like, the only time I ever ate food that I had to cook would be for dinner, and my mom would cook that. So, like, if I was by myself, I'd just make myself a peanut butter sandwich for, like, every meal that I'm home alone for.
Not even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Just peanut butter.
You don't need jelly.
You do.
You don't. Dude. Just a peanut butter sandwich.
Dude.
Okay, call in if you agree. You just need peanut butter, okay? 610-330-5316. Or, you know, you could be a fan of jelly. That too. But just call in.
Where else could you find us?
You can find us on our website at wjrh.org. However, you can't really call in from that.
Right, but you can listen in.
That's true.
You can
send if you're not already listening, they wouldn't hear it.
No.
But no. So like, I'd make myself. Whatever, dude. I can hear you in this.
Yeah.
It's really gross. It's like the burp. Basically, whenever I was home alone, I'd be eating peanut butter sandwiches.
Gross.
And no, they're great. And
dude.
So I made Easy Mac the other day, and it was the proudest cooking moment of my night. Yeah.
You had multiple cooking moments that night. That was the proudest.
My life. I mean, I made a kid's cuisine like twice, so I'm basically a chef.
Thought you were just going to say I made a kid. I'm like, whoa, what?
Whoa.
Ed, is there something you're not telling me?
You guys do learn a whole lot about me, like, in the weirdest chunks of time. It'll be like 2 weeks. You're just like, whoa, I didn't know you were awesome. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm pretty awesome. True story. Yeah, so I've been punctuating everything with true story recently, guys. True story. Yeah. Oh, got a caller.
Who's calling in?
From Addison Goldwaite. Okay, wait, hold up. Alex not here, so we don't know how to do this.
This should be interesting.
Hello? You're not on the radio right now. You're currently just on the handset with me. I'm trying to set this up, okay?
We're figuring it out.
Yeah, just hold on. We don't have Alec.
Alec, we Alec. Need you. Alec, here are cry for help.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna hit this button.
Did that do it? No, it didn't.
Did that do anything?
Nope.
No. Hello, are
Ed,
you still there?
Ed, just hit all the buttons.
Addy...
Did you hang up on her?
No, she's still here. Narrate for the audience so they know what's going on.
All right. Okay, I'm play by play right now. Ed's struggling as per usual.
Oh, what if I hit this button?
He's currently pushing buttons.
Okay, try saying words.
He's inches away from finding the nuke button.
No. She hasn't. She. No, it didn't transfer.
More,
hold on.
More, I'm going to hit this button
here. You ready?
Let's wait and see.
Is everyone ready?
The lion approaches the gazelle.
I literally just hit four random buttons and nothing has happened. Okay,
he misses.
What about, check.
He's coming around for round two.
Nope. Ooh,
the gazelle still has no idea what's happening.
Transfer? I can try hitting transfer. I don't have a number to transfer it to.
The lion is struggling.
There? Cancel. You still there?
The lion is afraid of the gazelle.
Yeah, I did not know I played whole music for you.
He's waiting to pounce once again.
Nope, that's not right.
He's confused himself.
Directories?
What's going on?
Select? No. Why are phones so difficult?
The king of the jungle has lost his spot.
I did not lose my spot as king of the jungle. Hello?
The king of the jungle has lost his spot.
I just put you on hold again, didn't I?
He's the pleb of the jungle.
Okay. Oh, connect. What does this mean? Hello, talk.
Hello.
Talk. Hello.
I can kind of hear her.
Wait, you can hear her?
A little bit. A little bit. Oh.
You can hear her? Where's the phone thing? There's a phone thing. Dan, is that doing anything?
A little louder.
This is enjoyable.
There we go. Oh.
What a great use of my time.
Wait.
That is way too high.
Oh.
You're going to blow out this, the headphones.
Okay, Addy, are you on the radio?
I don't know.
Can you hear you're on the radio. Hi.
The tiger has got his gazelle. Successful.
You're really quiet. Hold on. Try talking.
I'm talking right now.
Okay.
Now I'm
Addy, how's your day going?
But your show made it 10 times better.
Aww.
Local celebrities.
Local celebrities making an impact.
Exactly. I just wanted to agree with Tedward that you definitely don't need jelly. Jelly is gross.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
jelly
expect
jelly is not needed.
Except it is.
Exactly.
No, people.
Because
ooh, there's another phone button. There was a button that I could have just hit that would have just accepted it onto here.
This is why he lost his position as king of the jungle.
That was so much fun to participate in, by the way. The multiple minute struggle that it took for you to connect me without Alex's help.
Yeah.
We are a high functioning group without him.
As we said at the beginning, Alec is the glue that holds us together.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna try hitting this button. Let's see what happens. Hello, are you still on the radio?
I'm still on the phone.
Addy.
Hello.
Addy?
Hello?
Bye, Addy.
Bye. Addy, are you on the radio anymore?
Well, I'm talking.
I think she's... Wait.
I think you might have just cut... Oh, there
ooh.
I think you cut us.
I cut us.
You cut us.
Wait, what if I hit both? Oh, no, that was wrong.
Stop. Ed, stop pushing buttons.
I can still hear you. I think you muted me.
Yeah, and we muted ourselves.
Yep, you did. You muted yourself.
Huh.
Can you hear me?
You played yourself.
You played yourself. Congratulations.
you played yourself.
What's that
I'm
from?
Sorry, can you hear me
DJ
now?
Khaled. How do I know that?
Yeah. DJ Khaled.
How do I, of all people, know that? And you, of all people, don't know
No, like,
that?
I knew it, and I said it to you. It was when I showed you the DJ Khaled thing. Wait, Addy, repeat that.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, we've been able to hear you for the past while. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying your show. You just keep doing what you're doing. It's a lovely train wreck to listen to.
Aw, lovely train wreck. That's the name of my newest mixtape.
That's the nicest thing I've heard ever out of Addison's mouth.
So wait. So, would you go on the record as saying we are a lovely train wreck? Like, for when we get posters made?
Yeah, you are a lovely... You're the most interesting thing going on in Easton right now because it's Easton.
Yeah, but we want to get posters made next semester.
Lovely train wreck, yes.
A lovely train wreck. We're going to have you go on the record.
On that.
All right, we're going to have to.
That'll be our secondary show.
A lovely train wreck.
Pass the ox, followed by a lovely train wreck.
Synonymous.
It's what happens when you pass the ox too hard.
Earth go hard.
Oh, and I'd like to take this time to compliment Dan on his haircut.
What about me?
Ooh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Addy.
When did you see Dan?
Did she affirmatively confirm that my haircut's better than yours?
No, she said she hasn't seen my haircut.
Oh, well, I'll take what I can get.
For my audience, for our audience.
Excuse me.
Dan and I got haircuts together today. It was pretty great.
Yeah, one guy was cutting both of our hair at the same time.
Yeah, just, he stood in the middle of our two chairs.
He's an ambidextrous one scissor. Barber. We tipped him like 200%.
Yeah. Just for the wow factor.
Just gave him $100 bill.
Did you get the same exact haircut? Are you twinning?
That'd be horrible.
No, we're not.
That'd be awful.
That would be awful.
Well, I'm disappointed. thought you would have gotten the same test, the Ox haircut, all three of you.
Well, Alec is missing.
Alec is missing.
I'm sure he had more important stuff to do.
He did. He did.
No follow-up on that?
I just longingly looked into the monitor, trying to find my computer science major.
And I longingly looked at the reflection of Ed looking into the monitor. So I think we just had a moment.
We officially had a moment.
We're confirmed lovers now.
Well, Addie, if you had to request any song, would you request The Anthem by Good Charlotte?
I think she would request The Anthem by Good Charlotte. Thank you, Addie.
I don't know that song, but okay.
Addie, thank you for the song.
Wait, Addie, what are you requesting?
I don't know that song that you just said, but okay.
Addie, what are you requesting?
The Anthem by Good Charlotte.
Okay, no need to get so crazy. We'll play the song for you, okay? Guys, our fans are really dedicated.
They are.
Goodbye.
Awesome.
Hangs up mid-sentence.
Yeah,
our fans are really dedicated, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, guys, honestly, calling in is amazing. Addie is a great friend, and I enjoy that all of our friends support our endeavors so much. Since Dan and I have to make it an early day today, we will leave you with The Anthem by Good Charlotte, as requested by Addie. So if you have issue with the song, don't complain. Got him.